This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Star campaigners of all political parties are canvassing in favour of their candidates for the Lok Sabha elections with just 2 days left for the first phase of polling. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public rally at Tirunelveli in Tamil Nadu yesterday. He said the NDA government is always keen on developing the country in all spheres. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi also listed out the various assurances given by his government. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi addressed a public meeting in Alathur constituency in Kerala. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also addressed a rally at Kozhikode last evening. LDF leader Sitaram Yechuri, Prakash Karat, Brinda Karat, Subhasini Ali and Tapan Sen are also scheduled to hit the campaign trail this week. In Uttar Pradesh, the campaign for the Lok Sabha elections has intensified. Senior leaders of various political parties are holding public meetings and rallies in support of their respective candidates. In Bihar, campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections in Jammu, Nawada, Gaya and Aurangabad has reached a feverish pitch. Senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties are holding back-to-back election rallies in the state. In Rajasthan, all political parties and independent candidates have put all their might in the election campaign, with only 2 days left for campaigning in the first phase of elections for 12 Lok Sabha seats. In West Bengal, senior Trinamool Congress leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally at Raslila Maidan of Kuch Bihar parliamentary constituency. However, addressing a public meeting at Dinhata in Kuch Bihar district, BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari alleged that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is misleading the common people of West Bengal about the Citizenship Amendment Act. In a related development, the Election Commission has transferred Mr. Mukesh, DIG Murshidabad range, to a non-election-related post. In Manipur, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed an election rally in Imphal yesterday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will reach Guwahati this evening to campaign for the NDA candidates in Assam. Party sources said that local people and party workers will welcome him upon his arrival at Bodhjar in Guwahati today. Mr. Modi will address a rally at Nalbari tomorrow. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi will hold a roadshow today at Jorhat for party candidate Gaurav Gogoi. On the other hand, TMC chief in West Bengal, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, will also campaign at Barak Valley this week. Assam is to witness three-phase polls for 14 Lok Sabha seats. In Bihar, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address two public meetings today in Gaya and Purnia in support of NDA candidates. First election rally will be held in Gaya parliamentary constituency, where he will address a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan. The second public meeting will be held at Rangbhumi Maidan in Purnia. In view of the Prime Minister's program, elaborate security arrangements have been made. After the announcement of Lok Sabha elections, this is the third visit of Prime Minister to Bihar. Earlier, he had held public meetings in Jammu and Nawada parliamentary constituencies this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that he took decisions for the wholesome development of the nation. Speaking in an interview with a news agency, Mr. Modi spelled out his vision for a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister said the implementation of one nation, one election is a commitment of his government. He said the committee formed under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind to prepare the report on one nation, one election received very positive and innovative suggestions. In Odisha, at least 5 persons, including a woman, died and more than 35 were injured after a bus fell from a bridge in Jajpur district last night. The incident took place at Barabati Bridge on National Highway 16 when the bus was en route to Haldia in West Bengal from Puri. The seriously injured passengers, including women and children, were taken to SCB Medical College and Hospital at Cuttack for better treatment. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 25 runs at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Chasing a target of 288 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru made 262 for loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.